Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Welcome to a new edition of the Pot Cards Cast, a weekly podcast from Cardinal Authority. I am senior writer Michael McCammon, joined as always by publisher Jody Demling. This week we will have another fantastic guest, which we'll welcome here in just a few minutes, but it's University of Louisville defensive end signing. Vic Brown's going to be joining us. He'll be getting on campus here pretty soon. And that's kind of, I guess, segues Jody into what we're going to talk about here, I guess, in the first portion of this podcast is, you know, recruiting's about to change, kind of get back to normal in a sense. With June coming up, coaches can start, you know, talking to kids in person. They're going to, you know, all the different sports are going to start having kids come on campus as well. So it's going to get exciting here in June.
Yeah. I mean, it's much needed. And it really, you know, for many of the coaches, while some of them might say, we don't, you know, we're okay. We're good. And I think they've done the best that they could to this point. But they need recruits back on campus more than anything. They've got to get a point to the point where they get recruits back on campus and they can, you know, bring them around. Like, so for example, basketball, they're going to have unofficial visits. They're probably going to have some official visits later in the summer, I would imagine, like, you know, not right away, but unofficials right away. And then they're going to have a team camp, an elite kind of team camp, and it will be an invitation only team camp, which is kind of cool. They haven't had that in a long, long time at Louisville. Coach Mack did them at Xavier, and you know, most schools do them. Coach Pitino opted not to do them. But it'll be a 2-day one. It'll start out small this year, and then hopefully they can grow it next year. But it really helps get people, kids on campus, and it helps you also to be able to see some kids that you might want to see. Like, they then, you know, if they can have a lot of the good in-state kids in the 2023 and 2024 classes, you know, on campus for the elite camp, then they don't have to go see those kids as much, you know, during the summer. You can spend your time recruiting the ones you really want to see and that kind of thing, because, you know, the summer is going to be jacked up. Football, same way. They can get these kids on campus. They're going to host, I mean, we already know the official visitors they're going to host. I mean, I was told they're going to host guys every single day of the month of June. Yeah. On unofficials and that, you know, I know of a handful already of unofficials that are likely going to happen, or some of them that we've reported are going to happen. And then women's basketball as well, Michael, they're going to have, they're going to have 2 1-day elite camps, and they won't be able to have their regular camps like they normally do, but 2 1-day elite camps. And it really, they've gotten a lot of players over the years that come to those elite camps that end up committing.
Yeah. You know, and baseball is going to have some camps as well. And I'm sure some of the other sports will do the same. I mean, it's just, it's going to have to feel so refreshing, strange, you know, whatever word you want to throw out there to describe it. I mean, for not having kids on campus for over a year. I mean, it's really crazy to think how long it really has been. Now, there have been some that have done their own self-guided tours, basically, where they just hop in the car and drive around campus. And, you know, basically, just like if you and I were to just drive around when we're visiting some other city where you really don't get to experience much, maybe get on the phone with the coach while you're looking at something. But even then, it's, you know, far from the same. So, yeah, it's going to do wonders. I mean, yeah, I think – obviously, you want the official visits. It's pretty cool how they're stacking them up in June. But the opportunity to have these camps, especially for football, it's such a big part of the recruiting process for Scott Satterfield and his staff to get some of these kids on campus, get their eyeballs on them. And one of the things that where it really helps out is kind of twofold. You've got some kids who might have been really well thought of at some point during like a sophomore, freshman, or sophomore year in high school, who then maybe not have progressed as much, and you just haven't been able to see that. And then on the flip side, you've got some kids who, you know, they continue to grow and they become better players than they were in their first or second year in high school. So now this is a chance to get some exposure as well. So, you know, and Jody, it's not rare for us to be attending these camps and somebody like, you keep looking at your sheet, who is this kid, you know? So really excited to see those back. I'm sure the coaches are thrilled to have kids back, you know, not only just for official visits, when they can show them what the, you know, the education opportunities, what the student center looks like, the academic center looks like, but also take them out for a steak dinner. But, you know, but then to also be able to get hands-on and work with some of these kids in camps as well is just huge for all of them.
Well, I think too, you know, one thing that people don't really realize about the recruiting aspect right now, a Zoom is great. FaceTime is awesome. Doing all those things, you can really do a lot. But when Michael McCammon says he's 6'4 and weighs 220, and you're on a Zoom, you can't tell a difference. And you're on a film, and you can't really tell a difference. But when you see Michael McCammon in person, you know he's only 6'2 and only 210. Then you know a big deal. And that's happening in every sport now. Yeah. Men and women, doesn't matter what it is. There are kids that are supposed to be a certain size or height or whatever, and they're not. And it's hard. That's the hard part about virtual recruiting right now, is that's just that it just is. That's just the way it is. And there's no blame on anything about it. That's way, you know, people, I mean, that's kind of the way, that's kind of way that you're supposed to be, I guess. But it's, you know, getting the basketball staff back out on the road this summer, getting the football staff just on the road, going to see kids. That's what they do. That's how they do it. So, yeah, I think they're all excited to get and to be able to do some of the things that they have done in the past. And I think it's going to help all the staffs. And I still think they'll use some of the stuff that they've done, you know, off of Zoom from now on. They'll use some of that. Yeah. They'll continue to use some of that.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, that's become, you know, it almost helped really transform the recruiting, you know, cycle. And, you know, and now that, you know, things are opening up in June, it's kind of putting the, you know, people, everybody's kind of putting their foot on the gas pedal to, you know, it's kind of like, you know, think of like the Indianapolis 500, where they're taking, you know, their warm-up laps or whatever, and they're swaying back and forth and, you know, coming out of a green flag or whatever. I'm probably showing my lack of knowledge on auto racing, but, you know, and then they get the flag to take off, and now they're all just hitting their gas pedal to take off running. And it's really interesting to see how things are going to change throughout June, because you're going to have kids committing. You know, it's going to be a really impactful month, not just Louisville, but across the country. So it's going to be interesting to see how everything plays out. And of course, with the Louisville football program, you know, now they've got this larger, you know, recruiting department, which you had great Q's and A's up at Cardinal Authority. You know, and now, you know, so now they gotta get, you know, they're really doing their magic, so to speak, at putting this together. And then obviously once the kids are on campus, you know, going through that whole process as well.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And they can kind of, you know, they'll be able to get those guys out, and they'll be able to get those, they'll be able to get the coach coaches out, and the recruiting staff will be able to do what they want and coordinate how they want. You know, it's just different. It's just different, and you have more people. And I'm excited to see how their visits will change. You know, Caroline McMurray has had a lot of experience, you know, at Oklahoma and doing some different things with visits and that. I'm excited to see what she will change and how they will change things as far as, you know, right away and the difference in the visits and what they might have been beforehand. And we'll get to find out right away because June 11th, they'll be hosting probably about 10 guys. And then the next couple weekends, you know, between 3 and 7, I think, the entire time. So, yeah, it's here, Michael. It's about that time. And I'm excited. It's the best time. I know it's not, you know, a lot of people think it's hectic and there's a lot going on, but I love the summertime to when we can get out on the road and actually see prospects and actually get to see games and get to see one. You know, before last year, you know, his recruiting class, before this past season's recruiting class, you know, I've seen all but one Louisville basketball commitment multiple times before they've committed. And much less before they've signed. And so we need to get back and get to be doing more of that. And I'm excited that we'll be able to do that, you know, for you this spring and this summer as they get they get things going back again. And one last nugget here for you. We will continue to update the official visitor list as it grows. We do expect it to grow. Remember, they don't have a ton of scholarships left, so it'll be interesting how they maneuver things. It'll be interesting how they, you know, if somebody wants to commit or if somebody wants to, you know, what they want to do. I'm kind of fascinated by it because, you know, the transfer portal is the new thing, but yet you still need some high school kids. How many do they take? And what positions do they take? I'm one that thinks that it will be under 10 right now as far as the high school ranks are concerned. And I know that's crazy to think, but I just think that's what it's going to have to be with the number of guys that they're going to have in the freshman class next year.
And, of course, they have two in the fold already. And, you know, and speaking of all this stuff that's coming up in June, another thing that's kind of notable that's coming up in just a couple of weeks to segue into our guest is a lot of the guys, you know, the guys who have signed for football that aren't on campus yet are going to be coming to campus. And one of those is the big time signee, Vic Brown, out of Grayson County, Georgia, you know, one of the best defenses nationally, you know, Grayson County had, and, you know, what they finished, Jody, number two in the country as a team. So he was on a team, you know, stacked with Division I players. Eventually, was named All-American by Max Preps. So Louisville's getting a big-time defensive end in Vic Brown.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Big time. He makes a lot of plays. He will make a lot of plays. Excited to see what he can do in this Louisville defense moving over. And, you know, when you think about the guys they've got coming in on defensive line, they're all different. Yep. They're all a little different in the things. And, you know, Vic is one of those that I think is probably drastically underrated. And I'm hoping that's the case. I'm pretty sure I'm right on that. I'm pretty sure that, you know, we've kind of got it right on that one. But I think he's drastically underrated, and I think we're going to see that.
You know, and I think that's something, you know, and we've chatted with him multiple times, as well as the other defensive line signees. And I think that's something that's kind of going to be a motivating factor for the entire five-guy bunch that's going to be joining that defensive line. I mean, we've heard how Ashton Gelati was the sole guy of the five that was able to come in early, and we've spoken plenty about how much of a difference or how much of an impact he's already making with not just, you know, what he can do explosively, but our, you know, even adding the weight. So really curious how all five of these guys are going to, you know, perform once they do get on the campus. Before we do bring him on, though, want to remind you to, you know, hop on Facebook, search Cardinal Authority, give us a like and a follow on Facebook. That way you get all the content that we're pumping out. You get some great content from the national desk for ACC news, a whole bunch of other stuff. It's, so it's, you know, real quick and easy to do. You're on Facebook, go make sure you follow us on Facebook as well. And then when you get a chance, sign up for our newsletter.
Introducing the two-way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With fuel cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the two-way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the two-way for yourself at newbalance.com.
Excited to be joined by Vic Brown, University of Louisville defensive end commitment. Vic Brown, join us here in the CardsCast. Vic, appreciate you taking some time with us, and look forward to getting a few minutes to chat, sit down and chat with you. How's things for you?
Things is going great for me.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Let's talk. I guess first about your senior season. You guys obviously did extremely well. State championship. Fantastic defense, and you were certainly one of the key guys in that defense. Describe how you that experience of your senior year for you.
My senior year, it was very. If I could describe it with one word, but yeah. I don't really know the word, but it was a very exciting season. You know, we was hit with a whole bunch of, you know, COVID restrictions, but, you know, the coaching staff and the rest of GHSA, you know, they worked together with us, you know, to make my senior season happen, you know, and look at us now, number two in the nation.
Yeah. I was gonna say, on the field, it went great. You know, off the field, a little bit strange.
Yes, sir.
You know, you brought up COVID. What was that like preparing? I mean, it had to be difficult because, you know, at one moment maybe you thought you weren't even going to have a season. Then it was on and, you know, you got, you know, the face mask and social distancing. What was all that like as you were leading up to that year?
Well, at first, you know, it was very weird. You know, first when they first, like, even announced that we might have a season in, I think, maybe May or June. Mm-hmm. You know, that was exciting. You know, I didn't want to get too excited because just in case they just, like, out of nowhere cancel it on us. But, you know, it was kind of weird. You know, at first we was practicing in, like, small groups of, like, 5 to 10, actually.
Wow.
And then as, like, you know, the time went by to summer, you know, the whole defense, and then later on, then the whole team, and then, boom, we had a whole season.
Yeah, and then as you mentioned, number two in the country. I mean, that's pretty lofty. That's pretty impressive.
Yes, sir.
I mean, talk about, I guess, the competition on the field. I mean, at some point, obviously, that's got to be one of the motivating driving factors behind yourself and your teammates is like, hey, let's see how we can get in these national rankings.
Yes, sir.
Was that something you guys would talk about in the locker room, or what was that like amongst you guys?
Well, you know, it was, you know, we always, you know, competed, you know, against each other, being that we were all, you know, going to D1 schools and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But we really didn't really focus on stuff like that. We was really focused on just winning it all, because last year, you know, we lost two rounds, unfortunately. But, you know, ever since then, we just been focusing on, like, winning it all, going undefeated, all that stuff. So, we, you know, every practice, we'll go hard, you know, give each other something to compete with. So, yeah.
As an example of how much you dominated, Max Preps named you an All-American. That's a pretty cool honor.
Yes, sir.
What were your thoughts when you learned that, hey, I'm one of the best players at my position in the country?
Well, at first, you know, I was super excited. I was like, oh, wow. Like, it's crazy how, you know, I went from not even being noticed at all by college coaches. And then, you know, of course, you know, you had, like, rivals and 24/7 rated me as, like, a 3-star.
Yeah.
But, like, look at me now. I'm one of the top defensive ends in the country, and I'm still rated as, like, you know, a low-ranked 3-star.
Yeah.
But, I mean, at this point, you know, I really don't even look at stars and stuff like that anymore. You know, I don't want to get that All-American stuff into my head because, you know, then again, I'm going to be going against All-Americans in college. So, you know, I just took it as a blessing, and then now I just got to keep my head straight forward.
You know, and you mentioned, you know, coming into Louisville. I mean, one of the highlights of this recruiting class was obviously along that defensive front. You know, they needed to add depth and, you know, impact players. Have you guys had a chance to – there's five of you. Have you had a chance to form a relationship with any of the guys?
Yes, sir. You know, we actually speak all together every, like, Tuesday, you know, hop on Zoom, you know, just to chat with each other a little bit, you know, get to know each other a little bit more for moving in – together, which is in like 2 weeks. But, yeah, you know, just getting to know each other a little bit better, you know, see each other, speak to each other instead of like texting each other in our little group chat that we have. But
it's pretty cool.
Yeah, we're definitely forming a good relationship with each other.
That's cool. I don't know how much you were able to follow it, but, you know, obviously all guys coming out of high school want to, you know, they want to stay on the field. I mean, you guys are stars at your schools, so you want to stay on the field. Have you been able to follow what Ashton Gelati's been doing in spring? I mean, he's one of the impact guys.
You know, Coach Ivy, actually, he's been telling me, he's like, oh, man, you know, Ashton, he's been killing it over here. You know, I can't wait till you all get here to, you know, to show what y'all made of. Because, you know, Ashton obviously did what he had to do. You know, of course, I saw it myself with the film. But, you know, I definitely been keeping up with him, you know, seeing how he's been doing. A lot of coaches been talking about him, like how he's just been showing off on the field. And, you know, even though he don't know that many plays, but he still, you know, shows that, like, he deserves to be on the field.
Again, we're joined by Vic Brown, University of Louisville defensive end commitment soon, or signee, I should say, soon to be on campus. Vic, you brought that up. I mean, it's just a couple weeks away. Is it sinking in? Oh my gosh, I'm going to be on campus soon.
Yeah, it is kind of, but you know, then again, I don't want to, you know, because you know, I'm about to leave all my friends and family behind and stuff. So I'm just not really.
Yeah.
I don't want to. I'm just taking each day one day at a time. You know, just taking it slowly. But I'm definitely excited to get back. I'm definitely excited to get onto campus.
Yeah. Are there certain things that you hope to, you know, accomplish as a freshman? I mean, like, are you like, I'm going to see the field, or, you know, what's your mindset coming into to arriving on campus?
My mindset is, you know, like, just, you know, go hard, you know, prove that I'm capable of, like, you know, seeing the field as a freshman, you know, stuff like that. Prove to the coaches that I could be worthy of them, even though I'm, like I said, I'm a freshman, but I could, you know, prove to them that, like, if it's like run stopping or pass rushing or special teams or anything like that, you know, my task when I get there is, you know, to see the field early so I could, you know, get that feeling. So when the next coming years, you know, I'm used to it and it's like, it's not something new to me.
You mentioned Mark Ivy. He's going to be your position coach. What's the relationship with him like?
Me and Coach Ivy, we have a super strong relationship with each other. You know, we speak to each other almost like every day, really. You know, he just checks in with me, you know, stuff like that. See how am I doing, how everyone else is doing, you know. But, you know, me and Coach Ivy, you know, we have a great relationship, you know. You know, he's super cool, you know. Every like I said, he was him and Coach McKenzie, who went to Vanderbilt, of course, were like one of the two reasons, you know, that I committed to Louisville from the first place. So, you know, me and Coach Ivy, we have a super great relationship.
Awesome. How much did that play a role in, obviously you were the first commitment in the class. I mean, from the day one, as soon as you committed, you're like, I am committed.
You yes, sir.
Firm with it. You participated in recruiting. You know, what's that mean to you to be the first in the class, and a class that really a lot of expectations are there for?
Well, you know, it's a super big thing, you know. Of course, you know, you had, like, other colleges, you know, they was like, why are you coming in so early? And other people, of course, other players, like, oh, why are you coming in so early? Why are you so loyal to them? But, you know, I just feel like, you know, that's just the best option for me, you know, for me, my academic and athletic, you know, abilities and stuff like that. So it's a big thing for me.
Cool. Do you know what you're planning on studying at college yet, or still in
the Well, you know, I say I do, but then again, I just changed my mind randomly. So at this point, I'm just still kind of undecided right now.
Yeah, I changed my mind. Yeah, I'm still changing my mind. That's why life's a long thing. That's good.
Yes, sir.
When you're off the field, what do you get into? Are you a video game guy? Do you go fishing? What do you do when you're not on the field?
Well, you know, well, I'm not on the field. Of course, you know, I work out, play the game, yep, do school work, sleep, eat,
yeah,
go out with friends, you know, stuff like that. This normal, you know, teenage things, you know, well, you know, a young student athlete thing to do, you know, stuff like that.
Cool. Where does your talent come from? Is it running your family?
Actually, well, I mean, you could kind of say that, you know, my mom, when she was in her high school days, you know, she was a huge track star. Unfortunately, she didn't really get the chance, you know, to go to college for it. But, you know, she was definitely super, super good at track when she was younger, though.
Awesome. And I bet she's got to be pretty excited for you to be heading off to the University of Louisville soon. She's going to miss you, obviously.
But... Yeah. Oh, yeah. She's definitely going to miss me.
And I imagine you're going to miss, you know, it's going to be a little different of experience, you know, eating with teammates instead of eating at the home table. But
yes, sir.
But just, I guess, real quick, as we wrap it up, maybe you've thought this, maybe you haven't, about once you do put the shoulder pads on and you throw the red and black jerseys on, what might be going through your head? Have you thought about those kind of things yet?
I mean, it's probably going to be the same as usual, you know, because usually when I throw in pads in general, you know, my job is, you know, to impress the coaches, especially when I'm coming from, like, especially if I'm new, that's definitely my job. I got to show them, like, why they recruited me, stuff like that. Why am I here? You know, I'm basically there to, you know, just prove my point, basically. That's what's going on in my head.
What can Louisville fans expect to see? What will they see when you're out on the field? You know, once that ball is snapped, what are they going to see from Vic Brown?
They definitely going to see explosiveness, you know, speed, you know, agility, stuff like that. Stuff that I've definitely been working on during this past offseason, you know, getting ready for when I get over there. But they're definitely going to see, you know, better pass rushing, you know. I've been definitely learning some new moves, you know, because, you know, I know in college, every college player I spoke to, they say you can't be using the same moves. You got to do something different every time, yeah. Especially in college. So, you know, I'm definitely, they definitely will see, you know, different moves and stuff like that, you know, a different type of excitement, you know, if some of them have seen my senior tape.
Yeah.
But yeah, they will definitely see things like that.
Awesome. So it sounds like you're, making the preparations to be ahead of the game for when you do get on campus.
Yes, sir.
Awesome. Do you know who your roommate and all that's going to be yet? I imagine you do.
No, sir. Actually, I don't. I think they're telling us maybe in the week that we leave or the week before that we leave.
Gotcha.
But yeah, I definitely don't know who's going to be my roommate yet. Or roommates, what I should say.
Yeah, it's going to be here quick. I mean, like you said, 2 weeks. It's going to or so. That's going to fly by.
Oh yeah, definitely is.
But, hey, appreciate you taking some time. And, again, we've been joined by Vic Brown, University of Louisville defensive end signee, join us here in the Cards Cast. Appreciate your time, Vic.
Yes, sir. No problem.
Again, appreciate Vic Brown for joining us here in the Cards Cast. Great stuff from him. Really looking forward to seeing him and the rest of the defensive line signees get on campus and start their progression into the defensive line. And what a amazing five group that it was. Obviously, Ashton Gelati, we've talked plenty about it. Cardinal Authority has been here throughout the spring. We're seeing what he's able to do. And it's a group, really, where we've kind of thrown the tag underrated on, you know, throughout the recruiting process. Vic Brown, the highest rated of the bunch, third highest rated member of the 2021 class. As he mentioned during the interview, a high three-star with a player rating 8.776. Picked up some All-American nods. So, you know, he's got a little chip on his shoulder, you can tell, just like the others, that he believes that he was a little bit underrated. But looking forward to what he can do from the defensive end spot. Caleb Banks has already put on a bunch of weight, looking forward to hearing about how he looks and is performing once he arrives on campus as well. RJ Sorensen, another big-time defensive end, and Raheem Craig, as you guys know, we had here on the Cards Cast just recently as well. Another guy that's just explosive at the snap and projected to add on some noticeable way to make him even more of a force on the defensive front. So Mark Ivey, I think, has got a great five to work with in the 2021 class. Again, looking forward to see how they progress throughout their career, because I think Louisville's got, again, a really nice core of guys that are going to develop into what should be a pretty impressive defensive front as the years progress in their eligibility. But again, thanks to Vic Brown for joining us here on the Cards Cast. This has been the Wednesday edition where we have a special guest on the Cards Cast. So make sure you stay tuned to Cardinal Authority as we continue to bring these to you every week. And of course, stay on the message boards, on the homepage, as we continue to cover, you know, all aspects of Louisville athletics. So keep clicking here at Cardinal Authority.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.